Well, joining us now is a man who's written a book. It's called The Commentators, and it's released this year to celebrate 100 years of sports commentary. Michael Schiavello joining us. Morning, Michael. How are you?
G'day, Jared. G'day, Laurie. Good, mate. Thank you for having me on.
No, great to have you on the show. So tell us about The Commentators. Where did the inspiration come from to write this book?
Well, in addition to being a sports commentator myself, I'm a huge nerd when it comes to commentary. I mean, I save commentaries on my phone and I listen to them while I'm flying around the world or driving around town. And I wanted to write a book to pay tribute to all the amazing sports commentators who have provided the soundtrack to our lives over the years. And when I was researching the book, I actually found out that the first live sports commentary was done on April 11, 1921 on KDKA radio out of Pennsylvania when a newspaper journalist called Florence Gibson called a boxing match between Johnny Ray and Johnny Dundee. So coincidentally, what better time to write a book on commentators than the 100th anniversary of the profession of sports commentary?
How long does a project like this take, Michael?
You know, I began researching it for a few months, and then as I stumbled upon more and more information, I guess to put the whole book together, once I contacted a lot of the contributors from around the world, because I've got a lot of the best commentators in the world contributing to the book, like John Murray from the BBC, Tim Neverett from the LA Dodgers, the great Vin Scully, the former Major League Baseball commentator and maybe the greatest commentator of all time. So I guess it probably took me about 8 months.
So, Michael, the book, from what I can see, it's event-based rather than just personality profile. So you've based it on actual specific calls. Is that correct?
This is very true. There's probably about 60 different sports moments in the book from over 20 different sports. We've got everything in there from AFL to cricket to soccer to Super Bowl to tennis, golf, you name it, and it's in there. But you're right, you know, while there are certain stories from the contributing commentators about their own careers, most of it is event-based, and I try to cover as many sports and great moments as I can and take you behind the scenes and put you next to the commentator and see what they were saying, why they said it, how they said it, and the impact that their words had to create such magnificent memories of those sporting moments.
Well, who are some of your favourite broadcasters in particular? What moments were they calling?
You know, there were so many. One that really comes to mind straight away is Vin Scully. Vin Scully was the voice of the Dodgers in Major League Baseball for 67 years. He was named the number one commentator of all time by the American Sportscasters Association. And if you're an X-Files fan, as most of us are, well, Dana Scully in The X-Files was actually named after the commentator, Vin Scully. Now, in 1965, Vin Scully's call of Sandy Koufax's perfect game, I believe, is the only example of truly perfect commentary I've ever heard. It was 8 minutes and 45 seconds of sheer flawlessness. And from a local point of view, guys, I think my favourite of all time was maybe the late George Bill Usich. George called 6 Olympics, 10 Commonwealth Games, 93 different sports in a 47-year career. And George Bill Usich's call of Ben Johnson's 100-meter win at the 88 Games in Seoul was insane. I mean, Big George used 53 words in 9 sentences in under 10 seconds at a rate of, get this, 353 words a minute, and he covered the entire field. It was absolute genius.
Give us an idea of some Australian moments and broadcasters that are covered in your book.
Well, the first one that springs to mind, Norman May. I mean, Nugget's call of Australia's gold medal medley win at the 80 Olympics was outstanding. He called that at a rate of 257 words a minute. And you know that immortal line, gold, gold to Australia, gold. Well, that line is now part of the National Archives of Australia as a wholly Australian sound, along with the didgeridoo and a kookaburra's cry. And my favourite race call of all time, the consummate race caller, Bill Collins. Bill called 34 Melbourne Cups, but his best call, I think, was the 86 Cox Plate when Bone Crusher beat Waverley Star. Bill was 57 years old at the time, 57. And this is the call that led Bruce McAvaney to say that Collins was the best Australian commentator he'd ever heard in any sport. I could go on and on, but for me, they're the two that really stand out. Norman May, Bill Collins, and of course that all-time great call from George Gilyusich.
Michael, there's a lot of people that would love to be doing commentary, and a lot of people think it's very easy to do, but in your mind, what makes a great broadcaster?
This really is the million-dollar question, and it's one that I pose to all the contributors in the book, like Peter Drury and Kathy Rigby and WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. I guess voice plays an important part of being a good commentator. So does knowledge, research, quick thinking. But above all else, a good commentator, a great commentator, has to have passion, I believe, and self-belief, which breeds confidence. Every piece of great commentary you hear stems from a commentator's complete immersion in the moment. It's tunnel vision. It's flow state. It's feeling the moment rather than thinking about it. And that's what great commentators do. People like John Motson, Martin Tyler, David Coleman, Bruce McAvaney, Dennis Cometti, Murray Walker, Sid Waddell. I mean, they become a part of the moment. And I believe that's what elevates a good commentator to become a great commentator.
And where can people access the book, Michael?
Guys, you can go online now at Amazon and grab a copy there. It's been at the number one of the Amazon Hot New Releases for the last 5 weeks. Also at Booktopia, Dimmicks, wherever else all good books are sold. And, you know, being sports fans, I think you're absolutely going to devour this book.
Love it, mate. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, for all our listeners, the commentators, keep an eye out for it and really appreciate your time this morning.
Gerard, Laurie, thank you so much, guys. Absolutely appreciate it.